This is your captain speaking. As you can tell in the cabin, we're hitting some shaky times, and it's about to get worse. So please take a moment, make sure you are buckled, and the loved ones around you are buckled. Because we're about to hit Turbulent Truth in 3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Gary Chapman.
I'm Scott Kutcher.
This is Turbulent Truth. We're here. We're queer. We're coming for your children.
Oh.
Right? I just wanted to see this happen.
Dear God, please take the fantasies that are in my head that feed my flesh.
I don't know if you want to voice it. You can voice
it. I'm so frustrated. I'm just so frustrated.
It's
come on.
If you're wondering how far the darkness can and or will go.
We're here.
Are we?
Well, keep going. Oh, it'll go as far as we let it.
Are we?
It'll go as far as we will let it.
Dude, I'm just telling you. Next year, if we keep going at this pace, there'll be not only a bunch of naked men, but they'll have their dogs with them. If you know what I'm saying. I'm telling you, it is getting so weird and dark and maddening. And I'm sorry. Here,
play what we're both so.
For those of you who may not have seen
or living under a rock or whatever,
what it is I'm talking about here,
it's unbelievable.
Going shopping, so there is obviously a tape that exists. It was a lot longer time that they said we're here, we're queer,
we're coming for your children.
So to those particular people that happened to be in that, and I had to zoom in a bit to avoid some nudity because that would be rude, something they don't understand. If you're here and you're queer and you're coming for my children. Come on.
Yep, that would be very ill-advised.
Come on.
Very ill-advised.
But on top of that, for those of you that just that second thought that I was being completely, transphobic and all that
I'm
crap.
I'm afraid of none of them.
Here's the other secondary message. If you're breathing today on this planet currently, and you're coming for my children.
Doesn't matter what you
are. Same answer.
Same
answer.
Doesn't matter.
None of your business. None of your damn business. And
thing that makes me really mad. Mm. Don't apologize for righteous anger.
Okay.
Don't, because what makes us really upset.
You're damn right.
That's right. Damn it. But
okay. Now we're pegging the meter.
But I have to lighten it a little bit, because if I don't, I start getting very dark myself.
Oh, you have to.
Right. They're not just talking about, we all know this, they're not talking about they're coming physically for our children, and they probably are. Some will. But, and those are the ones that we're warning, but we're warning all of them, because we cannot play this middle game, guys. We have to stand on the principles and call this crap out. This is unacceptable. It wouldn't matter what group is doing this. You're marching down a street lined with children and families, naked, and you're chanting things about coming for our children, when you're also going on TV and saying that, you know, going against trans is not Christian. And I can't identify. That was something else that happened this week in an interview. And I'm just going, are you kidding me? Here's what makes me mad the most. Their plan is working.
So far.
In 1986, actually it might have been 84, they put together literally a manifesto, the gay community. Said, this is what we're going to do. And they followed it. And they've achieved everything up to this point, because they're warping compassion and warping the definition of love to get us to go, oh, well, yeah, that's true. And as Christians that don't know the Bible,
right,
we just cave in.
Which is apparently a lot of them.
It's a ton.
Let me make a bunch of you pretty angry. If you're currently going to a church that doesn't call out sin, all sin,
doesn't matter.
All of it.
Yeah.
But in particular, go to the first chapter of Romans and make sense of that in light of, hey, it's okay. They love Jesus. It's all good. It's all good. Okay, you, to the degree that that has entered your church is powerless.
Yeah.
Your church is powerless against the darkness, and the darkness is here.
Yeah, it's already infiltrated.
So,
without a doubt.
And it's
it just keeps elevating. It seems like we're a broken record, and I want to apologize, but I'm not going to because yes, we need to call it out. It's wrong, and it doesn't matter. I don't care if it's premarital sex. I don't care what it is. It's wrong. But there's certain things in the Bible that, if you pay attention, it's pretty interesting. Like when, you know, our rainbow came about for us was, right, you know, after the flood, and he wiped everyone out because the sin was like this and rebooted. And the first sin that was committed that brought it all back in was a homosexual sin.
That is true. Read the book.
Ham, his son, got him drunk, had sex with his dad. Homosexual and incest all at the same time. Hello?
That was the first sin of the only living generation on the planet.
That's it.
So it goes back a ways.
Flood back in. Come on back in. It opens a gate with sexual. We over-sexualize everything. It drives me nuts. I can't even scroll. I've got most of my stuff is bookmarked for Christian and wholesome and everything else, but I still can't scroll and not have something come up that would tempt me. Everything's so sexualized. I'm fed up. It's not who we are. It's something we do. Period.
Well, you want to talk about their agenda. Check this out, dude. Babylon B.
I love them.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for keeping us sane through humor. We appreciate it.
Bringing sanity through humor.
Yes.
It's so important. There's a bunch of them. We'll get to them eventually, but that one was on point for the moment here.
Yeah, it was.
It's just so ridiculous to be quiet. Don't be quiet.
No.
If you're being quiet in the face of them literally screaming their agenda and their choices in your face when you know that it's destroying your society, your culture, your family, your church, that silence is a sin.
It's deadly.
It is deadly.
Very.
Very much.
And we're called to speak out, guys, not to be mean, not to be demonstrative, but call out the truth. I would go in the middle of one of these in a heartbeat and talk to them about Jesus if they want to know. I want them delivered because they're leading a lie.
Right.
And they think they're doing what makes them, you know, I'm doing what makes me feel good. It makes me feel okay and are accepted. Oh my gosh. You can get that through Jesus and it's real.
We're sneaking up, slower than I want, obviously, but we're sneaking up on that moment that we've talked about I don't know how many times. God has limits to his ability to not move.
To tolerate.
His mercy is boundless. Absolutely. He wants to forgive them all.
Yep.
But if you think he's just going to sit around and watch the darkness destroy what's here, snap out of it. That is not the case. He's a distant friend, and I would love to be good friends, but Ben Garrison, the guy that does the political drawings.
Yeah.
Check this one.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Biden and Gamora. So I posted this week on Facebook and just said, please pass the salt. And,
were you throttled?
Totally throttled.
Yeah.
I think six people saw it.
Yeah.
No, it's just, it's okay. Please pass the salt. You've still got to do the right thing. You've got
You do.
The other thing that is really at the forefront that nobody's actually talking about, the process that seems to be going on globally. It's wild how many situations are on the edge that if they go over that edge, it literally will trigger
all the other things
that are on the edge.
Absolutely.
And we would be looking literally at a world war.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
It is. And then on top of that, all the interior attacks from people trying to thwart our country,
yeah.
and where we're trying to go.
Yeah.
You know, this leads us back to what we talked about last week. The sub.
Oh.
Why does it lead us back to that? Because it was a distraction. They knew the next day. There's things being leaked out, information being leaked out from insiders saying they already knew one day later.
The Navy knew. No, but less than a day.
Yeah.
It was a couple of hours after it was reported missing.
But it was fully confirmed with less than a day. Yeah, within a day. So one day, and the news cycle covers it all week. Why?
Why would they do that? That matters a lot to the families of the five people who...
5 days of agony.
That's unbelievable. And unexcusable and inhumane. It's ridiculous.
It's evil. Period.
Well.
But hey, look. Smoke and mirrors, right? Oh, look what's. Oh,
it's all distraction. It's all about distractions.
That's it.
You know, we don't want to talk about Hunter. We don't want to talk about any of the stuff that Joe's done. We don't want to deal with any of the realities that are right in your face.
Nope.
Those WhatsApp texts, dude, are so damning. They've all been lying. They've completely been lying. There's zero questions anymore.
Yeah.
If you have an open mind, even if you're hard left, you've got to at least be going,
what the freak?
Interesting. So, yeah. Again, to Babylon Bee, though, good news. They're offering 20% off for the next... Okay, that's a little dark.
That's a little early.
There is a phrase in comedy, too soon.
That
probably applies.
Yeah. But you know what? Here's the thing. Back to when we first started doing this podcast a year ago, right?
Mm-hmm. More.
And more. And I made the statement when I was doing volunteer work at the fire department, mm-hmm. how they made morbid things because if they didn't laugh, they were going to lose their crap.
Yep.
That's where we're at.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are looking for this kind of humor no matter how dark it is because if they don't get it.
Well, they'll snap.
Yeah.
They will.
You know, I have to pray moment by moment now. Lord, keep me calm. Let me see things through your eyes. And let me see mm-hmm. others through your eyes. Because we war against principalities. But these people doing it are, it's maddening. Because they're the target. And mm-hmm. that's where you have to be careful. That's why we still have to love them. We still have to pray for them. But we do not have to accept what they are doing.
No, we do not.
At all.
So, one of those moments... internationally, the Indian Prime Minister, Modi, I think his name.
Yeah, I believe so.
Apparently the most popular politician in the world at this point.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Which always makes me go,
interesting.
He came to visit. There was a moment when they were, Joe and he are standing kind of in the first official, here we are, ain't it great he's here kind of thing. And they play the national anthem of each country.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
To honor both, right?
And they usually play the one that is visiting first.
They do.
Because out of respect.
I think so.
Yeah.
So.
Well, did I miss this?
You need to see. Here's Joe.
Here's, okay.
I think that's all you can say these days. Here's Joe. Okay, he's realizing that's not his national anthem.
No one saw it. Nobody saw it. Just do it really slow. Just do it really slow. No one saw that I have my hand over the heart for them. Oh my gosh, that is hysterical.
Unbelievable.
You slide there just nice and slow.
If you move your hand slowly, you can't see that it was ever there.
Right.
I think the reverse is true. You have to do it very, very quickly.
Wow.
Oh, there's another moment that happened there.
Okay, of course there was.
Pretty cool.
Okay.
Babylon Bee. They leave no turn unstoned.
No, you're right.
No turn unstoned.
No turn unstoned.
No.
Wow.
Okay, we might as well hit some of those. They're really good. Pedophile jailed for flashing kids at playground, kicking himself for not doing it at a pride parade instead.
Yeah. Oh,
this one's for you. It's not directly, but it's a cousin.
Anglican Church unveils Tuck Friendly Investments.
uh,
I think that's the whole point of investment, so you don't have to.
Oh my goodness. Because
you just don't know.
Oh, and so I posted a thing this week on Facebook. Gary Chapman, singer-songwriter, come see me. We have fun. I don't know how I'm there. I don't know because I do this, right?
Yeah.
Harkening back to the transgender thing and the whole to cut or not to cut, you know. Well. Oh, my God. Remember Lorena Bobbitt?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Nobody ever had a more appropriate last name than that woman because Lorena bobbed it.
Yes, she did.
She chopped her husband
off the top.
And apparently threw it out the window and hit some dude's windshield. Yeah. The whole thing.
Yeah, it was a thing.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to need more washer fluid. For sure. No question. Check your washer fluid.
That was the biggest mosquito I've ever seen.
Oh, here we go. You'll love this one. Unearthed Leviticus verse declares women unclean for 7 days after shopping
at Target.
Oh, which by the way, don't forget, the shirt for you is Get Off Target. Get Off Target. Get it today at turbulenttruth.com.
There you go.
And you will not regret it.
No, you will not.
Along the same lines, an oldie. You actually designed this one. Way back in, what was dude's name? The guy that became the NCAA women's champion.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I forget people's names who offend me. We just talked about this.
Yeah, which is good.
If you make me mad, good news, I will forget you.
And just move
so
on.
So fast.
Pray and move on.
So he designed this. And if you're if you have a daughter or a granddaughter or a female friend who swims competitively, get this. TurbulentTruth.com. Go to the merch. Get this shirt. Wear it to the meet. Make a stance. You don't even have to say anything.
Yeah,
you just got to put on the dang shirt. Just put on the shirt.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
And I mean,
it's a great conversation starter. Trust me.
Oh, yes, it is.
I wear it at the gym.
Actually, some people will totally avoid it.
Dude, I wear it at the gym.
And?
It's so much fun. If you want to make friends, be who you are.
Right? Yep.
If you want to make enemies, be who you are. What you've got to stop doing is caring.
And kowtowing.
It's not that you don't love everybody, but if somebody's going to stop caring for you or wanting to be your friend because of something that you think is funny on a shirt, they were not going to be a great friend anyway, for the record.
Best line ever, Wild at Heart. Eldridge, John Eldridge, great book, by the way. I highly recommend it. Best line ever. Be who God designed you to be and let others deal with the weight of it.
Yeah. Ooh, that's good. That's very good.
It's not up for you to deal with the weight of it. That doesn't mean that you can go out there and be totally mean and all that. That's not the point. The point is, if you've got morals and values and you want to stand up for them, stand up for them. Mm-hmm. You don't have to protest and get in people's faces. It's as simple as wearing a t-shirt that has a statement.
True.
Just is.
It can be easy. We have so much. And
always.
We also have so much to get done. Oh, you know, I did my second wedding in 2 weeks.
How was
Sunday
that?
Morning. It was awesome, actually. It was awesome.
I know them.
They're great people.
They're awesome people.
Here they are. They're such wonderful people. And they're just great. I'm sure they don't want to get bombarded with humans, so just see their picture.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. We won't mention any names.
It was great, though. Two great families, one great couple, lots of great stuff ahead. It was really, really good.
Well, and that's the thing. In the middle of all of this chaos, God still shows. He's in it all. He is there, and he shows up with moments of joy and happiness, and we are getting so bogged down. That's what I'm fighting right now in what's going on.
Yeah.
That I don't chase him as much as I chase the sin. And that's the thing is, oh my gosh, look how it's going to affect our family. I don't care about how it's going to affect them because they made the choice. That's their free will. Mm-hmm. I care about them, mm-hmm. but you know what? You can't heal someone if they're not ready, right? It's that simple.
No.
Even Jesus asked that.
And
so
you can try to convict someone of their sins, but then you're on the Holy Spirit's turf.
Yeah.
That's judgment.
Yeah. Then you're judging.
You love them. You pray for them. You be honest with who you are. And then you entrust them to His voice. Because trust me, as much as I can get loud, He's louder.
Oh, absolutely.
And his voice is much more poignant. It really cuts.
For sure.
And you just got to trust Him. We all have to trust Him through this whole mess.
And that's why we got to keep seeking out Him and the Trinity, God, and say, all right, I'm going to have joy in this moment.
Absolutely.
That's why we laugh as much as we can.
You have to.
If you don't, you'll lose it.
Yeah. So giggle with your friends and your family. Be honest with who you are. Trust God. He's got this. Whether you feel it, see it, or not, this is where you get to show Him how amazing your faith is. Because I promise you, He's got this.
He does.
And when His hand moves, there's going to be a lot of people find their knees on the ground that did not, to that point, entertain the notion of doing so. That's the way it's going to happen.
I do believe it says all knees will
all
bend.
Of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
So
yeah.
I want it to be willingly, personally.
Yeah.
Because the whole idea, yeah.
Well, the way to avoid that being forced upon you is to practice it regularly.
Correct.
It'll be a real natural event for you.
So absolutely. Absolutely.
And
so what
we'll
else
be
you
back,
got, Gary?
We got next week.
Is that right?
We'll be back next week.
We will.
I'm going to still be Gary Chapman.
And I'm probably still going to be Scott Kutcher.
Always.
Yeah.
And this, there's no question. The truth is going to stay quite turbulent.
Indeed.
On the ground, a large fire just a couple hundred meters from the White House.
On top of it, jumping on this windshield.
The anger and the flames. It's all become soberingly familiar in this country.
And now they are blocking freeway traffic as you...
If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I'm gonna hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their and pray, seek my face and turn from your wicked ways, then I'm gonna hear from heaven, forgive your sins, and I'll heal your land. Just humble yourself and pray, seek my face and turn from your wicked ways, then I'm gonna hear from heaven, forgive your sins, and I'll heal your land.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive for sin New Zealand.
Just praise.